Let's see. Another good update. Doing good. Doing all good. Medication. About to go take some right now, actually. I'm looking forward to my next therapy. Next Monday, the 13th. I have a psych eval. So hopefully everything's good up here. Cross my T's, dot my I's, I guess. Quitting weed, vaping, nicotine. Tried to fucking chewing coffee grounds. Trying to do anything that keeps me level. Nicotine brings me down, caffeine brings me up. So I just want to be level. Cool, chill, calm, collected. As you guys remember me being. I'm ready to go back into fucking fixing robots. Fuck yeah. I can't wait to do that shit. It gives me an adrenaline rush thinking about it. Thinking about fixing fucking robots. Because I'm like a firefighter, kind of. Just talked to some guy about being a volunteer firefighter. Sounds pretty fucking cool to me. Learning that shit. Save people's lives. I'm ordering a new Crosstrek tomorrow. Finally getting a new car. But, man, the salesman the other day told me that his wife got hit, T-boned in the driver's side door. And you should have seen the pictures of the car. Caved in. Should have probably killed her, but I don't know. Through the long line of helping build that car that saved someone's life meant the fucking world to me. I got emotional in the car talking to him about it because I felt something that I helped build save someone's life. Exactly why I wanted to put that school together, to fucking save, use our skills to save someone's fucking life. Is that too much? That's not hard to think about. Yeah, anyway. I got plans for the future. Maybe National Guard, United Air Force Guard shit. I could be a fucking pilot. Badass fucking, not like, just like badass fucking, think of Black Hawk Down shit. The Guardian. EMT fucking pilot. I could do that shit. Nerves of fucking steel. I could do that shit, so. I got plans for the future. Food trucks, podcasts, music. I'm going to be making music now with my best friends. Shout out Dilemmas and Bogey. Can't wait. But yeah, podcasts on hold for a while. Music. I'm building a racing simulator. That's going to be fucking badass. That for my, you know how cool it is if you're 8 years old and your dad builds you a racing simulator? This kid's living the fucking dream. His dad's cool. Just has to figure some shit out, so. He's doing great in basketball. You know how fucking hard it is to tell us, to coach a kid on deep, to play defense, and he sticks with his guy no matter where he goes? If you have someone like that on your team that's a lockdown defender, fuck yeah, you want him. Guard the best guy. Keep him under 20. The shooting will come. He'll be Steph Curry one day, but fuck, man, he didn't make a basket the other night. Super proud. Proud fucking dad moment. I got to see him make a basket. Dude, all in the stress centers out in Wyoming, all I wanted to be was with my wife and kids. So, I'm living the dream right now. I'm in my podcast studio, jamming some Jack Harlow, I relate to the white boys, even though I relate to Kendrick and J. Cole and Logic, the mixed breed, but I relate to the white boys too. Mac Miller, Jack Harlow, sorry. Mac Miller, Jack Harlow, Eminem, Yellow Wolf, Caskey. Doesn't matter what fucking color your skin is. If you can fucking spit, you can spit. And if you talk about some real shit, I'm gonna listen to it. So, as you can see in the background, dude, Kid Cudi. I showed my father-in-law Kid Cudi the other day, Pursuit of Happiness. He's like, this is actually pretty good. I'm like, fuck yeah, it is. It is. It helped me get through so many fucking moments in my life. Pursuit of Happiness. I'm on the pursuit of happiness. Like, fuck yeah. Fucking, you are on the pursuit of happiness every fucking day. Every day you're on the pursuit of happiness. It isn't even, there's no end destination. Every day's, you can make it happy. You can't, no matter what, dude. I was in the stress centers in like a jail. Not a jail, like, it was cool. People were cool, workers were cool, but like in that mindset, I'm locked up. And I made every day the best I could. So, working out, reading, Chris Kyle's American Sniper. That's, dude, Psalms 23 kept me through everything. What is it? Thou I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I shall fear no evil. I shall fear no fucking evil ever. Ever fear no fucking evil. So, that shit kept me going. Psalms 23 kept me fucking going. Reading the Bible, shit like that. Found God out west, out Wyoming. Most beautiful place I've ever been in my life. If you get a chance to go there, please. Grand Rapids, South Dakota. That's where I was first admitted to the stress center. Because I'm trying to kill myself by working out. Shit like that. Like, just working so hard, not sleeping and not eating to where... Because I was so stressed that my body was going to give out eventually. But thank God it didn't, so... Yeah, a lot of relationships I gotta help rebuild, too. That's gonna take some time, but... Hopefully everyone knows that I had the best intentions through everything. So, take that for what it is, I guess. The robot school with me going out west, reaching out to different people that I probably shouldn't have, that I've learned to not reach out to anymore, that I've learned who's who in my life. So, that's pretty cool. I went through... probably something that a lot of people will never go through, and it led me into a better life and more focused on myself, my family, and not other people's issues. I take on a lot of people's issues that aren't mine. I need to not do that. So hopefully this has shown you that when you go through hard times, whoever sticks with you is fucking with you till the end. So whoever sticks with you through hard times, that's who's who in your fucking life, and you'll see it through. Like, I had people that I pissed off that probably will hate me for a minute, but we'll get back to in the good groove. It's just a fucking spat. It's not like we meant anything. It's like when you're at work and you get an argument with somebody and you just 10 minutes later you're fine. So that's how I kind of think about it. I didn't do anything that malicious or with that much intent. I said a few things I probably shouldn't have, but I can take that back if I apologize, right? So this is long enough. 7 minutes. I don't even know what the fuck I said. But hopefully it's good. Love you guys. Peace. I'll be back soon to work. And if you want to stop by this weekend, or, dude, whenever. I'm free until the 13th, I guess. So make some plans with me. We'll talk it over. You can ask me anything, and I'll be honest with you. So I'm a pretty open person. I'll talk to you about what the fuck happened, if you want to know. So. Love you guys. See, I'm shaking because I'm getting nervous. But see, the dimple's back. I'm cool.